You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. The beating heart of the Christian church breaks whenever we hear about the death of a child, including those in the womb. Since 1973, tens of millions of children in this country alone have died, never having had a chance to appeal their sentence. The decision to abort was simply made alongside a society giving a thumbs up and approval. No advocate. There was no advocate for these children. No lawyer pounding the table trying to save the life of their client for the unborn. It's not how it works. The verdict is decreed, and that's the end. No appeal, no defense, just death. The injustice doesn't stop here. The scourge of abortion rages. While there are godly women who would give anything to have a child, I recently encountered such a woman who cried. She was crying as she dealt not only with barrenness, but the reality that to adopt costs thousands of dollars, which she and her husband do not have. I told this story to a fervent Christian, and that person responded, "Pastor, that really pushes my buttons." And my response was basically, "It should push all of our buttons. It should light a fire in each and every one of us. Little children who are also our neighbors should be a concern for every Christian called by God to let their light shine. Christians are supposed to be salty. They are supposed to shine. They are supposed to speak out and confess what they believe and what they stand for. The baptized live with God's command when he says, open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. It's from Proverbs 31. These things God commands. They are not options as we would treat them. The poor, the needy, those who cannot speak up for themselves, who will defend them? Who will speak up for them if even Christians do not? You are the light of the world. You, purified, redeemed by the cross and blood of Jesus. You are the light, and your works do matter. No, God does not need them. There's nothing you have that our most holy God needs. But your neighbor needs your light, your love, your compassion, and your grace, even children. Gifts of God created by his hands and placed in a mother's womb. They too need Jesus at the moment of conception, and shame on us when we turn away from their cries. Now, I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, to remind you that children need the church. They need God's love in Christ, and they need a defense from those who would take their life. The church has a vested interest in this, you see, because quite simply, the church has been called by God to love and serve her neighbor. The church is called to care for those who need God's grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. And to be clear, this includes not just children. God's love, the gospel, the free gift of his forgiveness for the sake of Jesus Christ. That is for everyone. Christ died for the sins of the entire world, including those who have mistakes in their past. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. Even for the sin of abortion, Christ has died even for that sin. His blood atones even that sin. you are richly forgiven. And God promises you His mercy and His love, and He speaks to you, your sins are not held against you because of His Son, Jesus Christ. Second, I bring this up to you to remind you that God calls His people to be light, to be salt. And God says to let your light shine so others can see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. But that takes us to a question. That takes us to a question, and that is this. Exactly how do we let our light shine while being so burdened with sin? That is the issue. In the gospel lesson today, Jesus says something. He says He did not come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. God's law, that is a stern thing, and whenever we hear His law, it makes us uncomfortable. The topic of abortion is uncomfortable on many levels, from not speaking up for those who do not have a voice to those who have taken the life of an unborn child and now live with guilt and regret. God's law reveals a pile of sins. The law that commands our love, the law that forbids us to take another life. That law of God, His word we break. And no one, Scripture says, no one is excluded. And so in that vein, friends, the law of God is very much unfulfilled by us. Furthermore, Jesus will tell us, He says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you ain't getting into the kingdom. That's another problem for us, because original sin that we inherit at conception, that sin prohibits us from making a righteousness pleasing to God. Now, the prophets knew this. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Malachi, they knew the problem with sin, and they testified to the solution. They pointed sinful people to the gracious, loving, almighty God who justifies even the ungodly. A gracious God who would save by sending His Son Jesus to keep what we cannot, to fulfill what we cannot. God's law, the prophets of God, they testify to Jesus. You see, friends, when we stumble, Jesus does not. When we fail to speak, Jesus speaks boldly, calling sinners to repentance and absolving those freely in need of His love and His mercy. The sin that produces things like silent lips and the slaughter of the innocent, that sin too Christ assumes in His body. And with our sins upon Him, He gives His life to restore your flesh and make all things right. And because of that saving act, the baptized faithful shine. The city that lies on a hill cannot help but shine. Jesus says the lamp that is hidden is not lit to be placed under a basket, but it is lit to enlighten the entire room. Herein we see that intimate relationship between faith and works, don't we? That deeds flow out of the justified sinner. The good tree bears good fruit. Light only shines from the one to whom the light has been given. And so, the baptized have been given something by God that makes us shine even despite our sin. God, through His holy word, gives you faith, Christian. Faith to cling to Christ, the true light, who burns away the darkness of sin and enlightens you before God. Recall to your baptismal promise, where here God declares unto you, united to that light, united to Jesus, sharing in a death and resurrection like His. What that means is, your flesh has been washed. You are purified, restored. You glisten and gleam because Jesus has redeemed you. He has purchased you by keeping God's law, fulfilling the prophets. The law that demands, Jesus keeps. The punishment of sin, Christ takes. And He does it for you. He does it for you to save you. To save you and guarantee you a spot in His kingdom. Final thought. We see in the gospel lesson also these words, until heaven and earth pass away, until all is accomplished. Now, one way of looking at that is by seeing it referred to the last day, when Jesus comes and ushers in a new heaven and a new earth. But another way of looking at that is right now, you live with God's promise that it is finished. From the cross, we hear those words, it is finished. You also live with the promise right now that already God declares unto you to be a new creation. The old has passed away, and because you are forgiven, the new has come. The old heavens and the old earth have passed away in the passing of Jesus at the cross, in that the curse of sin that falls on man and all of creation in Genesis, the very curse that would kill us and all of creation, that curse has been lifted, abolished by Jesus and his death and his resurrection. In that way of thinking, the old has very much passed away. And by God's grace in Christ, you are a new creation, and that the curse of sin cannot kill you. Not by works done in righteousness, but out of the love, mercy, and grace of God, he has poured out upon you his righteousness and his love, and he guarantees you a place in his kingdom. For the unborn, for the aged, for every sinner then. What we find in Christ is something the world doesn't give, and that is life, a life that will never end. And leave here knowing what our Lord Jesus Christ has said unto you. He has called you, saying to you, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Amen. And may the grace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.